Chazar zeh nich mes abach ich khos shag mit vom Yehudim tsakh le shabbes daf mem vov. Mar brought down the Rabbi Yitzchak said the Rabbi Yechanan held like Rabbi Yehuda that there is mukta. However, the problem is we have a klal that Rabbi Yechanan holds like a stam mishnah, and there's a stam mishnah that talks about a removable wheel from a wagon that says if there's no money in it on Shabbos, you're allowed to move it. Even it's mashma, even if it was there bein hashmashas money, it wouldn't be a problem moving it as long as there's no money on it now during Shabbos when you want to move it. The stam mishnah seems to say that there is no problem of muktzah. So how could Rabbi Yechanan pass on like Rabbi Yehuda that there is muktzah? Reb Zeira said, you have to understand the mishnah to mean if there was no money on it, bein hashmashes, that's when it's not a problem to move it on Shabbos. Because then it would not be takav a problem, or it would not be a problem of muktzah, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, Rabbi Yechanan could hold like Rabbi Yehuda and could hold like that stam mishnah. Rishu ben Levi said that he once saw Rebbe paskin by a menorah like Reb Shimon regarding a ner, regarding a lamp. So the question is, does that mean that he passing like by a menorah like Reb Shimon holds like by a ner, meaning that you're allowed to move a ner once the light goes out, and therefore he passing the for a heter, even by the case of menorah, or does he mean that he legabe menorah he passing the iser, and legabe the ner he passing like Reb Shimon the heter, teku bleib the shayla. When Rav Malkiah was by Rav Simloi, Rav Malkiah moved a ner that had gone out on Shabbos, and Rav Simloi was upset by that. Similarly, when Rav Yosi HaGlili also moved a lamp that had gone out, and Rav Yosi Rav Chanina was upset by that as well. Rabbi Avohu, who was a Talmud of both Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi and Rabbi Yechanan, so when he was by Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, he would move a lamp, because like Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi passed like Rabbi Shimon. On the other hand, when he was by Rabbi Yechanan, he would not move a lamp because Rabbi Yechanan passed like Rabbi Yehuda that there is muktzah. Because in truth, really, he also agreed with Rav Shimon that there is no muktzah, but als kovid Rav Yechanan, when he was by Rav Yechanan, he was machmer and he held that there is muktzah like Rav Yehuda, because that was Rav Yechanan shita. Rav Yehuda the Amora said that moving an oil lamp after what goes out on Shabbos is mutter, but moving a lamp that had naft in it, that's so most that even Rav Shimon would agree that it can be moved after it goes out on Shabbos. Rabbi and Yosef both say that even a nair of naft, also would be allowed to be moved according to Rav Shimon. Rav Yisrael, Rav Avi, what's Pshat and Rav Yosef that Rabbi and Rav Yosef that they say that even a naft lamp you're allowed to move? He explained that it can be used. There is a use, even though you're not going to use it to put anything in because it's so disgusting. But you can use it to cover another keli, to be used as a cover over a keli. So Rava said, so every rock should be mutter to be moved then, because it could also be used to cover a keli. So Rav Avi explained that a rock doesn't have a din of a keli. The naft nair, even though it's disgusting, has a din of a keli, and that's why you're allowed to use it to cover a keli. You're allowed to move it on Shabbos, it's considered to be a permitted use. Abai asked Rabbah, on the one hand, we have the Brof, we see from a Breister of Shimon does not hold a muktzah because he says the leftover oil in a nair you're allowed to use on Shabbos. You see, obviously he doesn't hold a muktzah. But on the other hand, the Gabe a Bechor, that it needs to have a mum in order for it to become mutter for the client to eat. So Rav Shimon says, if it didn't have a mum erev Yom Tov, if you didn't know about the mum erev Yom Tov, then you cannot use it on Yom Tov because it's ein zem en amuchan. Oy bazoi, how did we? How you see that Rav Shimon obviously does hold of muktzah. Rab explained the difference is that when it comes to the oil in the candle, so someone knows his candle is going to go out. He knows it's going to be leftover oil, and therefore he knows the whole time that he's going to be able to use that oil, and therefore he has in mind to use it, and it's not muktzah. With Gabi the Bechor, no one thinks that it's going to get a mum over Yom Tov, and therefore it's totally removed from his mind, and therefore it has a muktzah, even according to Rav Shimon. Because he says, even if it will get a mum, he says, you know, who says it will be a mum kavua? And even if it does get a mum kavua, who says that he's going to find an expert to be able to pass on the gabiyah? Therefore, it's so removed from his mind that even according to Rav Shimon, it's muktzah. Mari asked, the Mishnah says that if a woman either makes a neder or a regular person makes a neder, that they're not going to have anah from a certain item, that item becomes muktzah for them. But if they're able to be mater neder, or if they're able to be mefer, in the case of the woman, on Shabbos or Yom Tov, then it's not muktzah for them. Which say the same thing. Who says that the woman knows her husband's going to be there to be mefer for her? So therefore, it should remain muksa because it was totally removed from her mind to have handoff from this thing on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Gemara says that every woman only makes a neder al das her husband, and that's the difference. But what about the case of a regular person who's making a neder? Who says he's going to find the chacham, and therefore the item should be considered to be removed? Just like over here, we're saying who says we're going to find the expert for the mum? We should say who says he's going to find the chacham to be mat neder for him, and therefore it should remain aser for him, even on this thing that he made the neder for. Mar says the difference is, even if you can't find a chacham to be mat neder for, you can use three head yoytzes, three regular people. That you'll always find. But to find an expert to be mater a mum on the bechor, that's something that's not as easily done, and you can't plan for that. Abaye asked Rav Yosef, the reason Rav Shimon says that you're only allowed to move a candle after the light's gone out, after the fire's gone out, because if you're going to move it while it goes out, l'chayr, it's because you're afraid that maybe the fire's going to blow out. But Rav Shimon holds Dovash Emes Kavan's Mutter. So what's the problem? Why can't you move the candle if you don't have a mind to have it get it blown out? He says that Rav Yosef answered that if the Dovash Emes Kavan is going to bring someone to be over a Dairaisa, then Rav Shimon is Geyser that you should not do that thing. It's Osir. Like over here, by blowing out the candle, it's going to be an Issa Dairaisa. Therefore, he's Geyser that you should not come to a case of blowing it out. When the whole thing is only Dirabonon, like by Goyer Samita, then he would allow it. Moreas the Gabe Shatnas, we see that which is Deraisa, when it's Loy Mechavan, Rav Shimon allows it and he's not Geyser, so you see that's not the reason. Rather, Rava says that while the light is burning, while the fire is burning, the Nair is a Bosses Ladover Ha'osr, and that's why Rav Shimon says you're not allowed to move it. It has nothing to do, it's not about Mukta, it's about being a Bosses Ladover Ha'osr.